Praise the Lord. Keep standing on your feet all over the building. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. Oh, my soul. And everything that's on the inside. Come on, bless the Lord. We're not tired. Come on and bless the Lord. We're not sleepy. Bless the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Come on, bless him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for the preached word. Thank you for the taught word. Thank you for the Holy Ghost that's already here. Thank you, God. Thank you, God, for setting the captives free. Thank you for loosing shackles. Thank you for rearranging minds. Thank you for saving them that are lost. Thank you that you're already here tonight. Thank you. Thank you. Our cup is up. Come on, put your cup up. My cup is up. Come on, say, I won't let go till you bless me. We won't let go till he bless us tonight. Hallelujah. 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 I expect a miracle. I expect a miracle. I expect a miracle. Hallelujah. 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 Glory to God. Glory, glory. Glory, glory. Glory, glory. Hallelujah. 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 My cup is up. We need something from the Lord. However you bless us, God will be satisfied. But we can't leave without a blessing. We can't leave, God, without a word from the Lord. And so now, God, we wake our own selves up. And Father, we become clear that we might hear this word. Thank you, Jesus. And that we might obey it days to come. Bless everybody. Bless every family. In the name of the Lord. Amen. Come on, say amen. Bless the Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory to God. You may be seated. And I'm so glad to say in the presence of the Lord. In the presence of the Lord. How many know that the fight has already been on? Amen. How many know that the fight, if you had a fight last year, put your hand up real high. If you had a fight, any kind of fight, a scrimmage or something, you had a fight. The fight was on in your own life. The fight was on in your own family. But how many know tonight that we've already won the battle? We already have the victory. We already are the winners. Amen. Amen. We're fit tonight. We're fit for the fight that is ahead of us. The Bible says that we have already won. I thank the Lord tonight for being here in his presence. The time has already gone so long, and I thank God for everybody that is here, every person that is here. We thank the Lord for you. Hallelujah. We thank the Lord. I want to take just a few minutes and talk about the office of the evangelist before we even go into the scriptures. The office of the evangelist. We know that that particular gift was given in Ephesians chapter 4, verse number 12. It says that he gave some prophets, he gave some apostles, some prophets, some pastors, evangelists, and teachers for the work of the ministry, for the perfecting of the saints, for the edifying of the body of Christ. Excuse me, for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ. God has given to the saints, to the church, this fivefold gift for a threefold purpose. That is the job description. And I want to encourage us tonight, sometimes we push the preacher or the teacher or the missionary to go so fast that they don't get a chance to really give you what God has given them. And sometimes we look at evangelists just to be entertainers. We look at them to be people that holler and scream. But there's more to the evangelist than just to excite you and to motivate you. It is a gift from God to edify, to work, and to build you up and to perfect you. Amen. And so I wanted to open up with that we must all become students of the Word of God. Students of the Word of God. If they don't ever hit this organ, you're so in love with this word. If you don't hear a drum, a beat, nothing, you are so in love with this word that I am a student. Come on, say, I'm a student of the Word. I'm a student of the Word, not students of people. I get with the word if so-and-so is preaching. I say amen if my friend is teaching. But I'm a student of the word. I'm a student. I'm teaching right now. I'm a student of the word. Now, even as you all are students, I am a student of the word. The same way the preacher's got to have something to say. If you want me to be a student of the word, then spend some time in prayer. Anybody can read from the Bible. I can call this baby with this camera and say, come read from the Bible. And he can read. But how many of us in the ministry are laboring in prayer? How many of us are on our face for God for a word for the people? People have come and sat and you spent 52 hours watching TV. And you want to pray 1 hour before it's time to preach and you want the Holy Ghost to show up. He's not going to do it. So if we want people to be students of the word, then we have to be in the word to give them a word. And we have to have a prayer life coupled with this word. Come on and shout amen. How many believe what I'm saying right now? I love this word. How many just love the word? Just love the word. Love the word. See, for the fight to be on, you've got to have the word to fight with. You have to be a lover of the word of God. Preachers have to be lovers of the word of God. Evangelists and missionaries, we have to be lovers of the word of God and prayer. Come on, somebody say prayer. Prayer. We have to fall in love with prayer, talking to the Father. Amen. Now, as we know that our topic has been coming from Ephesians chapter 4, verse number 12, families fit for the fight. The fight is on. And we have been blessed all this week by some dynamic teaching and preaching of the Word of God. And the Lord has met us here every single night. And we're going to continue now with this same theme, families fit for the fight, the fight is on. And we know that there's all different types of fights that are going on. And many of us think about just the fight part. But before you can fight, you have to be prepared. Before you can really fight, you have to be prepared. You have to be ready for the fight. And so I want to look now in the scriptures, amen. As you prepare for a fight, there's fighting, there's regular boxing, there's kickboxing, there's martial arts, there's taekwondo, there's MMA. I had to ask my husband some of this stuff. There's all different types of fighting. There's wrestling, all that kind of stuff. But none of these people are just jumping in the ring. None of these people are just, here I am, I'm ready. I just ate 3 Big Macs, just left CC's Pizza, but I'm ready for the fight. But these people had to go through preparation. We live right here in Colorado Springs where there is the Olympic Training Center. Over 500 men and coaches meet at this center right here in Colorado Springs to prepare athletes for the fight, for the game, for the sport. And they trained. They spent over $28 million for that facility just to train them for the fight. How much more do the saints have to get ready for the warfare that is ahead of us? How much more does the saints of God have to be spiritually prepared for what is ahead of us? We have to be fit and prepared for the fight that God has allowed us to engage in. We have to be ready. Come on, shout, I have to be ready. I have to be ready for the fight. Believe it or not, we're in a war. Look at Ephesians chapter 4. Ephesians chapter 4 says we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and against powers and against spiritual wickedness in high places. We have to know that the enemy is coming, and there is a devil. There is a devil. There is spiritual wickedness in high places. There is a devil. But we don't wrestle against flesh and blood, but the weapons of our warfare, they are not carnal. And I want to be fit. I want to be ready for what God is going to allow me to walk in. I want to be spiritually conditioned. I want to be ready for that which God has given for me to do. Look at 2 Corinthians chapter 10. 2 Corinthians chapter 10. Hallelujah. 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse number 3. For though we walk in the flesh, we do not war after the flesh. For though we walk in the flesh, we do not war after the flesh. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God. Now look at this. Look at this. The stuff that's going on or did go on in your family with your children, the stuff that has happened to you, listen, it's not just a fleshly thing. It's just not what you see in the natural. But it's a spiritual warfare that is going on. It's spiritual warfare that is going on. And the enemy wants to break you up, tie you up, tangle you up, and kill and abort the purpose that's on your life. That's on your children's life. That's on your family's life. He says, we don't war after the flesh, for the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God. To the pulling, and here it is, to the pulling down. And see, some of us, we have to get conditioned in the spirit to pull stuff down. Some of us are not conditioned in the spirit to pull anything down. We're not able to pull down the stuff that's hovering over us, or the stuff that's on the inside of us, or the stuff that is attacking us, or the stuff that is bothering us. We don't have the power, some of us, of the Holy Ghost to pull down strongholds. And we're not able to cast down imaginations and bring into captivity everything to the obedience of Christ. Spiritually, that's what I'm going to talk about tonight. Being spiritually conditioned. Being spiritually conditioned. That I'm conditioned for the fight. I'm conditioned for the fight. Can we just say glory? I'm conditioned for the fight. Since you told me the fight was on, since you told me the bullet's coming to get me, I might as well get myself ready for the fight that's coming. And let me tell you something. Your money can't fix this fight. Your education can't get you through this fight. Your titles and your positions cannot help you with this fight. But you got to have the power of God to be able to fight. But wait a minute. Maybe that's why y'all sitting here. Because I don't want to just fight, but I want to win. See, a lot of us are fighting, but we're not winning. I'm talking about fighting and coming out victorious. See, I want to fight and I want to win. I don't want to fight, come out black eyes, beat up, toe up. I want to come out for another round. I want to fight and I want to win. Come on, say, I want to fight and I want to win. I want to fight and I want to win. We're going to break this up. I want to fight and I want to win. So I ain't got no fighting folks yet. I want to fight and I want to win. What you fighting? You fighting that boy trying to get with your girl that you don't even see with your daughter. That's what you fighting. Your boy that's been struggling with pornography, that's what you fighting. Your husband talking to you crazy, that's what you're fighting. I want to fight. I want to win. I want to win. I want to win. We know you lost some stuff last year, but this year, I want to win. I want to win this year. So I've got to condition my muscles in the spirit so I can pull down strongholds. I want to be able to cast down imaginations. I want to be able to bring into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. So since I couldn't pull up that 20-pound weight in 2009, and I didn't win, I'm going to have to condition myself in the spirit. So when that same dilemma comes this time, I've spent some time in the spiritual gym. I've spent time with God. I spent time on my knees. So devil, when you come this time, I've conditioned myself in the spirit. And now I can pick up 50 pounds. Now what killed me last year, I can fight it off this year. Because I'm spiritually conditioned. Come on, say, I'm going to pull it down. I'm going to pull down. Ah, there is a war. There is a war. But come on, say, there is a contender. Come on, say, there is an athlete. Hallelujah. Look at 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verse number 24. Just in case you didn't understand that you were in a fight, it says in 1 Corinthians 9:24, it says, know ye not that they which run in a race run all, but one receiveth the prize. He says, so I want you to run that you might win. He said, and every man, every athlete that striveth for the mastery, he's temperate in all things. Now they do it to obtain a corruptible crown, but we an incorruptible crown. I therefore so run, not as uncertainty, so I fight, not as one that beateth the air. He said, but I keep under my body and bring it into subjection, lest that by any means when I have preached to others, I myself should be a castaway. Listen, we have athletes that are training for natural crowns, natural stuff. They want to get the silver medal, the gold medal, the bronze, the blue, and the purple. But we just want to hear them say, well done. We just want to have the crown of life. And so we're in this fight, number one, to help fight our kids through some stuff. Parents have to know that we are a spiritual protector to our children. If you really got yourself together, you are a spiritual protector to your children. I'm talking about in your house. I dare you to come up here and try to get my child out of here. You might attack him, but you can't have him. You might fight against him, but you're not going to take him. Because I'm a spiritual protector to my children. I'm fighting that I might win. So this athlete here, he's fighting to get natural recognition, to say he won this and he won that. But saints of God, we are fighting that we might come out victorious, that we might come out victorious for our families and for our children. How many got children in here right now? How many of you all just gonna give them over to the devil and just say, here, have them? Just have them. No, you're not. But you're going to fight for your children. Now, when the athletes train, there are five areas that they train in. When they go through their fitness training, they build their cardiovascular. They build their stamina. They train to have speed. They train in these different areas so that when it's time for the game, when it's time for the game is coming. And for some of us, the game is already here. But they train so that when the game comes, they have stamina. They have what they need in order to win, or at least come in first, second, third place. But look at this. There were three areas that I want to talk about that I want to talk about in spiritual conditioning. Before I can get to the fight, I must be fit for it. Before I get to the fight, I've got to be fit for it. So some of you may need to put down your boxing gloves right now. Come on out the ring. And let's make sure that you're fit for the fight. I didn't say you had a long dress on. I didn't say you was plain-faced. Because that doesn't qualify you to be fit. I didn't say that the name of your church was Kojic. That does not by itself make you fit for the fight. Not that your mama and daddy is a pastor. Not that you were in the church for 30 years. That does not make you fit. Not that you are on this auxiliary and this auxiliary. That does not. There is the enemy can hit you so hard that he'll knock the title off your name. He can hit you so hard that you'll forget what your own name is. We need more than just that stuff to be fit for this fight. So just in case you don't have all your stuff together, just tell them time out. I'm going to take a time out. I'm going to step to the side of the ring. And I'm going to make sure that I'm fit for the fight. I'm just going to take a few minutes. And I'm just going to re-examine myself and make sure I got all my stuff together. You got to have all your gear together when you win the basketball game. You got to have all your pads on when you win the football game. So let's make sure, saints, that we have our gear together before we step in the fight. The first thing we got to have together is our mind. Our mind has got to be together in order to be in this fight. Romans chapter 12, verse number 1 says, I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies. He said, I beg of you by the mercies of God. He said, it's the mercy of God that I'm here begging you to please do this one thing. He said, I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God. It's the grace of God that we're standing here. It's the grace of God, the mercy of God. He said, so I beseech of you. He said, I want you to do this one thing. He said, present your body. He said, before you get in this fight, he said, I want you to present your body. He said, I want you to be a living sacrifice. A sacrifice is something that's dead. He said, I want you to be living, but I want you to be dead. He said, before you get in the fight, I want you to be living and I want you to be dead. He said, listen, what does that mean? He says, I beseech you therefore, brethren, that you present yourself. Now, my husband just presented me, because how can I present myself? He said, you all look at that Romans chapter 12, verse number 1. Look at that. He said, I beseech you that you present yourself. That you present your body. Now, he just presented me. Because it'll be kind of foolish to say, Sister Shepherd, come present yourself and then come back up and teach. But so God says, now I want you to present yourself. What does that mean? He says, the living, what is alive, the living you, the saved you, the spirit-filled you. He said, I want you to present your dead body before the Lord. I want you that's alive to say, God, here, can I use this? Here I am, here, just however you want to use me, here I am. He says, I want you to present your body a living. And then he says, listen, he says, and holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable. Listen, we have to have holy homes. You got to have in your mind. I don't care what the talk shows say, what the magazines say, what the educators say, what the counselors say. We have to have holy. We have to have it made up in our mind that our house has to be holy. We have to have it made up. That's why he said, I'm begging you to do this. Your mind, to be in this fight, your mind has got to be made up that it's got to be holy and acceptable. See, I can't hook up with you and say, well, since your kids do that, then my kids can do that too. Since they go here, then yeah, my kids can go here too. He said, acceptable to who? Acceptable to who? God. Acceptable unto God. And then he says, listen, he says, it's just your reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed your mind by the renewing of the word of God. So now I've got to what? Transform. I have to be, see, first I must be transformed to bring transformation to them. I've got to first be transformed. Many of our kids are not transformed because parents have not been transformed. But if I be transformed and if I have a standard, now I can come and help transform you. Come on now. Come on, shout glory. Say, be transformed. See, it's time. It's time. And listen. I want to do this real quick. Put a circle around yourself. Just do this. Just do this. A circle. Stop. The reason why. When the word comes many times, we say that word is for you. That word is for you. That word is for them. I've already got myself together, but that word is going to drop right down in your circle. The word is for me and you. Teenagers, young people that are here, the word is for you. You, come on, say for me. It's for me. The word is for me. So my mind has to be what? Transformed. My mind has to be changed. And then I also have to realize in Joshua chapter 1, verse number 8, you all probably could quote this. He said, this book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but you shall meditate in it day and night. Where is the word in the homes? Where is the word in the homes? I know that we're busy. I know we are sweet. We got so much going on. But you know what? It's 24 hours in a day. 24 hours in a day. 30 minutes. 30 minutes. He said, this book of the law, if you don't let it depart out of your mouth, he says, let me read this to you. It says, this book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according. Meditate. Observe. Do. According to all that is written therein. For then, when the book of the law does not depart your mouth, when you meditate in it day and night, after you've observed it, just gonna look at it, think about it, meditate on it. He says, then, once the book of the law, not Pokemon, let me think of a few, not SpongeBob, not, okay, Harry Potter. Not Hannah Montana. That's it. Y'all call them out. You all call it out. Wizards of Waverly Place. And Jonas, Family Guy. He said, not when you meditate on that. He said, but when this book of the law does not depart, does not leave, and you meditate day and night. Doesn't mean you walk around all day long quoting scriptures, but it means that this word has taken precedence in your home. And it means that you stop everything. Stop everything. So that then thou shalt make thy way prosperous. And then, then you shall have good success. This word, see, our mind has got to be so wrapped up in the word. I don't know how I'm going to help them. I got the book of the law. I don't have the answer to this problem. I've got the book of the law. My husband and I are going through different situations. I have the book of the law. Because he said, if I stay in it, he'll make me prosperous. He said, it'll give me success. But the enemy of our souls, he tried to tie up our time. And our time is tangled up with this, that, and the other. And this word has not become important to us. This word becomes just when it's convenient, when I have time to read it. This word has not become, you know, the Bible says that in him I live and I move and I have my entire being. But this book of the law, come on, say, I can't leave it alone. If I'm going to have a happy home, I've got to have the book of the law. If I'm going to have saved kids, I got to have the book of the law. If I'm going to have peace in my marriage, I'm going to have the book of the law. This book of the law cannot depart out of my mouth. It is the solution, God, to how we're going to be successful. It's the solution, God, how we're going to make it. This book of the law. I can't leave it alone. I can't leave it alone. I can't leave it alone. When I was destitute, it brought me out. When I was sick, it healed my body. When I was broke, disgusted, and busted, this book, it found me where I was. I can't leave it alone. I can't leave it alone. I can't leave it alone. I've got to get my mind together. I've got to get my mind together. I got to think on Jesus. God, you gave me this son. God, you gave me this child. I don't know what I'm going to do, but I'm going to get this book. I'm not going to talk to my girlfriend. I'm not going to ask you your opinion. I'm not going to turn on Dr. Phil. Oprah's off now, so we can't even look at her no more. But I'm going to go to the book of the law. And in his law, do I meditate day and night so I can be like a tree planted? So when the winds come, when the storms come, I'm planted because of this book. I'm planted when I want to walk out and leave you. This book, it keeps me planted when I want to knock you plumb out. This book keeps me planted, and I'm going to bring forth my fruit in my season. Come on, say, I got to get my mind together. I got to get my mind together. I got to think like God. I got to know what God wants me to do. I got to know God's book so I can know God's way. I got to know God's book so I can know how to be married. I got to know God's book so I can raise my children right. I got to know God's book so I can love my husband. I got to know God's book so I can train my children. I got to have this book in my belly. I got to have this book in my spirit. This book, not the science book, not the math book, not the history book, but this book, hallelujah, will I hide in my heart so I won't sin against him. That's number one. That's number one. My mind. This world system has retaught the church. The world system has taught the church, has told saints, has rearranged our mind. We can't even hear what God is saying because the world system says, do it this way. Walk this way. Train them this way. The world system is creeped up in our minds. Just like Eve, the devil took a truth. He took the truth and turned it all around. And some of us, we've allowed the enemy to take truth. You know 2 times 2 is 4, right? Is 2 times 2 4? Are you sure? Can I change your mind? Is it 7? 2 times 2 is not 7. You're positive. Will you put your life on it? Will you put your life on it? So why have we let the devil tell us that 2 times 2 is 7? Why have we believed that it's okay for little Johnny to have boyfriends at 12 and 13 years old? Why have we said it's okay that secular music can be playing in my Holy Ghost filled house? Why am I the preacher and I have to tiptoe around my own house? Why is Beyonce in the saints' house? Why is it in the saints' house? And our children are not saved because our standards are low. Because the world has told us, you know, it won't hurt. No, it's not going to hurt. It's going to kill. It's not going to hurt them. It's going to kill them. But truth has been twisted. And because I don't want to offend you, I don't want to get you upset, baby. So I'm going to go along. I ain't going along with nothing but this book. I'm not going along with nothing but this. This book of the law shall not depart. This book of the law. I don't care about your friends. I don't care about your feelings. I don't care about what people say, what the magazines say, what BET say. This book shall not depart. Get mad, get sad, fall out. This book shall not depart. And that's why kids are messed up. That's why our homes are mixed up. This book of the law has left. This book of the law is not, it's not in its rightful place. He said that when the enemy comes in, he says that, he said, I'll bind the strong man and I'm going to spoil your goods. I'm going to bind the parents up. I'm going to get them feeling guilty. You being too strict. You being too hard. It's okay. It's not okay when it's not in this book. If the book don't say it, it's not okay. If the book hasn't said it's okay, it's not okay. He said acceptable. Acceptable unto God. I want the devil to get mad. Because we're going to cast him out in about 15 minutes. We're going to cast him out. We're going to cast him out. Too much secular music in the saints' house. Too much foolishness. Foolishness. And then we'll come and grace the podium and grace the pulpit. And our hands are filthy. Isaiah said, who shall go for us? And he said, whom shall we send? He said, them that have clean hands and a clean heart. Hallelujah. The Bible said that he came and touched his mouth. He sanctified them, consecrated them. And then he said, whom shall I send? And after, can somebody say after he was cleansed, he said, Lord, here am I. Some of you put your hand down because you can't even go. You can't even go. You can't even go. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Because this book has departed. The second thing that we have to be conditioned with is the body. Our body has to be conditioned. The Bible says no good thing. In Romans chapter 7, it says, whoo, God, thank you, Jesus. He says, for I know that in me, it's time to just be honest right now. I know my dress about to hit the floor. But I could be the greatest homemonger in here with my dress this long. When I was young, they simply told me this. They said the difference between a short dress and a long dress, it just takes longer to pull the long one up. That's the only difference between them two dresses. This scripture says, for I know that in me, not in you, but I know in me, my God, it says that is in my flesh. It says dwelleth no good thing. I don't care how you fix it up. I don't care how many beads you put on it. I don't care how much glitter you hang on it. I don't care if you put red, blue, purple, and green. I don't care how much weed we put across our head. He said in this flesh, he said in this body, he said dwells no good thing. He says, listen, he says for to will is present with me. but I don't know how to perform. That which is good, he said, I can't even find it. You have to know that in this flesh don't dwell nothing good. That's why your body always trying to fight. You try to change. It lasts 3 days, then you back in it again. I'm going to stay here for a minute. You change for 7 days. I'm going to be nice. I'm going to talk nice to her. I'm going to obey him. I'm going to be quiet. 7 days. The eighth day, let me tell you something right now. The eighth day. You go back. Okay, God, I'm going to trust you. You said, okay, I believe you. 3 days. You told your mama that you're going to obey her. I'm going to do what you say. I'm not going to get an attitude with you. 3 days. Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. The fourth day. I'm so tired of doing this. Flesh them took over again. You might make it 10. That's a miracle. And we're going in and out. Victory. No victory. Victory. But the truth be told, you never had the victory in the first place. Because you were never able to sustain it and keep it. True victory is kept. You don't get a prize and then they give it back. When the Olympic guy gets first prize and he wins gold medal, he still got that medal on his wall. Because that was a true victory. So it says here that in my flesh dwelleth no good thing. And you fighting and you warring. And you're going back and forth trying to get the victory. Trying to get the victory. Trying to be a good husband. Trying to be a good wife. Trying to be a good son. Trying to be a good daughter. But listen, listen, let me tell you something the Holy Ghost told me just a few days ago. Let me read a little bit more. For the good that I would, I do not. But the evil which I would not, that I do. Now if I do that, I would not. Is not. This is just a struggle. How many are tired? For I know in me, just talk about yourself. How many would say I'm tired of this struggle? I'm tired of, yes, yes, deacon, yes, missionary, yes. Yes, prophetess, yes, yes, this word is for us. I know that in me, in my flesh, dwells no good thing. For what I want to do, I can't even do it. And then when I look for good, it says I can't even find it. Because I need to condition my body. I've got to train my body. How do you train it? How do you train it? You got to kill it. The lust of the flesh. It's the lust of our flesh. It was a day when the saints were just, we just fasted. Now don't y'all throw tomatoes at me, but we just fasted. It wasn't no big, you know, to put banners up and I'm fasting. It was just a part of life. And we kept our flesh under subjection. We kept our mouth closed a whole lot more. There wasn't as many fights and rumors and gossip and foolishness going on because the saints knew how to keep their body under subjection. They knew how to tell it to close your mouth right now. That's enough talking. That's enough eating. That's enough spending because we knew how to crucify the flesh. We knew how to be holy. We knew how to be holy. We knew what it took to be holy. We knew that clothes did not make us holy. We knew that hairdos did not make us sanctified and look churchified. But it was a lifestyle. So look at here to win this fight. To win this fight. To be fit for this fight. To be fit for this fight. Your body's got to be conditioned. Your body's got to be conditioned. Your body's got to be conditioned. Because we already know that in it is nothing good. The lust, the pornography is in your flesh. The lying is in your flesh. The cheating is in your flesh. The gossip is in your flesh. The pride is in your flesh. I'm a preach anyhow. The hatred is in your flesh. All the backbiting is in your flesh. I don't know why you're trying to keep it alive. I don't know why you're struggling to keep it alive. Let me tell you what the Holy Ghost said. I was in prayer last week. He just shook me real good. He said, Cherry, he said, in a hospital, he said, there's people that go to ICU. He said, the intensive care unit. He said, they've had bad dilemmas. They've been in car wrecks. They might have had a heart attack. And they go straight to ICU. He said, when it gets real bad, they ask the family, just in case the heartbeat fail, do you want us to resuscitate? Do you want us to keep them alive? And the family has to sign and say yes or no. He told me to tell you that some of you, your flesh has been on life support long enough. He said, long enough, your flesh has been on life support. He said, tell the saints this year, don't resuscitate, don't give CPR. He said, pull the plug, pull the plug on your flesh. Tell the flesh, die, 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 die. Tell the flesh, die, die, die. Tell the flesh, I'm pulling the plug. I'm pulling the plug. I'm not going to struggle this year with the same thing. He said, don't resuscitate. Don't give CPR. It's trying to kill you. He said, pull the plug. Hallelujah. Clap your hands. Clap your hands. Clap your hands. Hallelujah. 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 You might as well die to it. You might as well let it go. You might as well pull the plug. Hallelujah. Don't keep fighting with that same thing. Hallelujah. If you've been fighting with food, put the plate down. Put the food down. Put it down. If it's your mouth, shut up. Be quiet. It's got to die. It's got to die. How many believe it's got to die? How many believe it's got to die? This is your year for victory. And as I get ready to close, as I take my seat, the last thing that we need to be fit for the fight. Hallelujah. How many know that every athlete has a trainer? Every athlete, go to Acts 2 and 1, please. Every athlete has a trainer. You're not a good athlete if you don't have a trainer. You just playing around. If you're sitting there doing, 2 minutes and 30 minutes. But a real person that's real serious about getting in shape, a real person that's serious about the game, a real person, come on, help me preach this few last minutes, a real person that's serious about the fight, that's really looking to win, they're going to go get them a trainer. The Holy Ghost, the Spirit of God, said if you're going to win this fight, you need a trainer. You need a trainer to win this fight. How many can guess who the trainer is? How many know who the trainer is? How many understand who the trainer is? His name. He's the third man of the Trinity. Jesus said in Acts chapter 1, he said, I got to go, but I'm going to send you the trainer. I'm going to send you another comforter. He's going to teach you all things. We need the trainer. That's why we're struggling. Some of us, we don't have the trainer. Because you shout don't mean you have the trainer. Because you run don't mean you have the trainer. Because you're in position don't mean you have the trainer. Look at Acts chapter 2, verse number 1. I'm talking about the trainer now. Oh my God. It says, and when the day of Pentecost was fully come. They were all with one accord in one place. I believe we're in one place right now. And suddenly, I'm asking God to give us a suddenly right now, even this hour. And suddenly there came a sound from heaven. A sound from heaven. Y'all help me preach it a few more minutes. A sound from heaven. We've heard so many sounds. Come on and help me. We've heard so many sounds. So much stuff being said. Do it this way. Do it that way. This is right. This is wrong. But how many know it's time to have a sound from heaven? I need to hear what the Spirit is saying to the church. A sound came from heaven. I don't want to hear you no more. I don't care what you think about it. I need a sound from heaven. I need to hear what the Holy Ghost is saying. I need to hear from my trainer. My trainer is here now. I want to hear a sound from heaven. And the Bible says, hallelujah, a sound from heaven as a rushing mighty wind, and it filled. And it filled. And it filled the house. The house. The house where they were sitting. Hallelujah. And there appeared unto them cloven tongues like as a fire. And it sat. We need God to do this one thing. We need God to do like the Holy Ghost did. I want you to sit on me, but don't put all your weight. Hallelujah. We need the Holy Ghost, come on down, to sit on us. Sit on us till our flesh be crucified. Sit on us until we die. Sit on us until we change. It sat on them. 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 How many want the Holy Ghost to sit on you? How many want the Holy Ghost to sit on you? Don't you look at me. How many want the Holy Ghost to sit on you? Sit on you. Sit on you. Sit on you till he change you. Sit on you till he purge you. Sit on you till he sanctify you. Sit on you. Sit on you till he crucify you. Sit on you till he change how you walk. Sit on you till he change how you talk. Sit on you. Hallelujah. 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 Come now. Come now. Holy Ghost. Come now. Come now. Come now. Come now. Come now. And sit on us. 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 Ah. The altar. The altar is open. If you need the trainer. If you need the trainer. If you need the trainer. The altar is open. If you need a fresh touch of the Holy Ghost. The altar is open. If you a preacher, if you a preacher and you need a fresh touch of the Holy Ghost, the altar is open. Cry out all by yourself. Cry out all by yourself. Cry out all by yourself. Hallelujah. The trainer, the trainer. More of you should be up here. The trainer. The Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Lord. All of y'all not up here yet. All of y'all are not up here. That should be up here. Some of you do not have the fullness of the Holy Ghost. You don't have the power of the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. You don't have it. Even as Paul said, I beseech you. I beg 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 you to come receive the fullness, the baptism. God. Hallelujah. 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 Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. This altar is still open. It's still open. He wants to sit on you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It's still open. It's still open. He wants to fix your situation. He wants to change your dilemma. It's still open. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost. Sit on us. God, reach out to God for yourself. Reach out to God for yourself. God's gonna lay hands on you. 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 The Holy Ghost gonna sit on you by himself. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Cry out to God for yourself. Repent for yourself. Hallelujah. Come on and say, sit on me. Sit on me. Sit on me. Hallelujah. 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 A fresh anointing. A fresh anointing. A fresh anointing. A fresh anointing. In the name of Jesus, seek the Lord. Seek the Lord while he may be found. Call on him while he's near. Hallelujah. 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 Glory to God. Ah, God. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Father, we thank you. We thank you, God. We thank you. We thank you, Jesus. We thank you, Father, in the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah. Jesus. Take me back.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
To the place.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Where I first received
you. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Take
Talk to God for yourself.
Me back.
It's about relationship.
Take
it's not
me
about
back
who lay hands
to
on you.
Lord, where
Talk
I
to God right where you are.
First, believe.
Talk to God right where you are. Say, God, help me. Some of you are in relationship that you should not be in.
Me back.
Some of you all are in stuff that you should not be in.
Take me back, dear
God
Lord.
To help you. Hallelujah.
To the place.
Hallelujah.
Where I
Hallelujah.
First received
right
you.
Right where you stand. Right hey. Where you stand.
Take me back.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Take me back, dear
Thank
Lord,
you,
where I
Thank you, Jesus.
First
Hallelujah.
Believe.
Glory to God. Glory to God.
I feel I'm so far from you, Lord. But still I hear you calling me. Those simple things that I once knew.
Glory to God. Glory to God.
The memories.
Hallelujah.
Are
yes,
drawing
Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Me.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
I must confess, Lord, I've been blessed. But still, my soul is not satisfied. Yeah. Renew my strength. Restore my joy.